And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And in the studio with me, actually it's the fifth Wednesday, belongs to Big Stone Therapies. And in the studio with us is Trista Bierk. Did I say that right, Trista?
Yep.
All right. Trista is a speech language pathologist for Big Stone Therapy, and welcome to the studios.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's the first time we've met, right?
Yes, first time that we've met. So, yep, good to be here.
Yeah. So, let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Trista.
Yeah. So, I am originally from Minnesota, but when we were younger.
I like the way you said that, Minnesota.
Did it come across it as did. Not a North Dakotan accent at all? So born in Minnesota, moved to a small little town up in North Dakota called Botno. It's about 30 minutes from the Canadian border. The rest of the family has always been in Minnesota, so made my way back here. Currently in Alec, living on a lake, so enjoying my life quite well.
When my wife and I first got married, we lived in Alec on a lake too. So
yes, yeah.
But we decided to move to Madison. We got off the lake, so family and stuff.
So
lots of family.
Yes, got lots of family. The rest of them, you know, in Minnesota, have two little nieces and a nephew that keep me quite occupied. I would say they're little Spitfires. That's pretty much the family, I guess.
So you said Bierk is a common name in North Dakota?
Not in North Dakota. In Minnesota, I feel like it's much more common. Growing up, I played a lot of sports, every single time my name was announced, I'm pretty sure it got butchered to the max of Bajerk, Burke, Bork, Bjork, anything and everything. It was butchered. So
I don't know if you noticed, I do the sports for the radio station. I butcher names all the time.
Yes.
All right. So what your education? Where did you get your education from?
Yep. So I did my undergraduate degree at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, so at UND. And then I finished up my master's degree at Minot State University in North Dakota. So just graduated last May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And so how long have you been with Big Stone Therapies?
Yes. So I've been with Big Stone Therapies a year in August. The beginning of August, I'll be hitting my 1 year mark.
Okay. Yeah. So are you in the Madison office or other offices?
Yep. So I'm a regional SLP, a speech language pathologist. Okay. I just like to shorten it up because it's a mouthful. So I work in Madison on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I work in Morris, Minnesota on Mondays and Fridays and Wednesday mornings. I work in Ortonville on Wednesday afternoons. Wow. And then they have me going to Appleton right now as well.
Oh, wow. You keep busy on the road then.
Yes. Lots of time in the car. Lots of time for radio, right?
That's right. We appreciate you coming in today. So
yeah.
All right. So you're a speech language pathologist. I'll stick with SLP too.
Yep.
Because since I can't say it correctly.
Yes.
What exactly is that then? And what do you want to talk about this morning?
Yeah. So my topic for today is the Big Nine. So there's nine different areas that I can target with the population. So I can work with peds as young right now, currently. My youngest is like 2. And I have worked with 109-year-old.
Oh, so, really? Wow.
So quite the range what I get. The locations that I kind of work in are the facilities. I work in outpatient, where they come and see me. I work in inpatient, which is in a hospital. I work assisted living, nursing home, and home health. So I do all of that.
You're all over the place.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And then, so the Big Nine, where it kind of goes into different categories. So these are the nine areas that I can target while working with people. So of course, there's your speech, there is your language, cognition, voice, fluency, hearing, AAC, pragmatics, or your social skills, and then dysphagia.
What's the last? What's that?
That's yes.
Too big a word.
I was going to say, so I could talk about a little bit of these. Dysphagia would be when people's throat muscles, they weaken after a stroke or any like hemorrhage or TBI or anything like that. Or with just aging, your throat muscles get a little weaker as the rest of your body does. And they just need some assistance with either the appropriate diet, so I can make diet recommendations, all the way from a pureed diet to a regular diet.
Okay.
I can also thicken people's liquids, which does not taste the best, but if it's a little bit safer for them to swallow, I can also do that. And then I do swallowing exercises as well to kind of strengthen up those throat muscles.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's dysphagia.
There's a lot to being a speech language pathologist, isn't there?
Yes, yes, there is.
So what are some of the others you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people, you know, they automatically think when I say an SLP, they think, oh, you teach kids how to talk.
Right. That's okay. I'll be honest. That's what I thought.
And, you know, that's not my favorite answer in the world. I don't love it. So, of course, yes, I can teach, you know, the little kiddos how to talk. And how to form, you know, the sounds correctly. I can also teach them language, so expanding their language, having them be more intelligible, things like that. And I can also do that with adults as well.
Okay.
Sometimes with language with adults, they have a lot of word finding deficits. And so we kind of work on that. And then that kind of coincides with cognition. So typically after a person has a stroke of sorts or anything like that, damage to the brain, that can affect their cognition. So maybe their memory, their problem solving, their language, maybe their attention, anything like that, it can kind of affect it.
Okay.
I do work with people who have vocal issues. Typically, I do see people with Parkinson's, and then Parkinson's really affects your voice. So I work on things with creating a louder vocal volume and having them.
Okay, is that because your muscles work in
with the Parkinson's? Okay. Yeah, so with Parkinson's, somewhere there's a disconnect because typically they think that they are speaking at a normal, typical, average decibel level,
right.
And they're not. Oh. And it's a lot quieter, and so there's some disconnect with it where they don't hear it. So sometimes I record it and say, hey, does this sound loud enough to you, you know? But so I work with that, with voice. And then fluency, of course, anybody who, you know, is demonstrating disfluencies or a stutter, I can absolutely help with that. Hearing, I can complete, you know, hearing exams, but we need a special machine, which we don't have. But hearing is not, I don't do too much with it, but it is an area of the big nine. And then AAC is those, you know, tablets almost that people use to talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I see that a lot with either children who have a specific, you know, diagnoses where they can't verbally talk, or people who also have, you know, like ALS or something like that. And what's cool about the AAC devices is even if you can't physically move like your arm to what button you want, they have an eye gaze as well, where you can just look at the screen and form your sentences or your words, and you can still participate. And, you know, these new ones, you can even go on Facebook. You can, you know, make a call if you look at it. You can do text messages. So that's pretty cool. And then lastly was the pragmatics, which is your social skills. Typically seen with patients, you know, people who do have autism, and they needed a little help with the social category.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Interesting stuff there, Trista.
Yes, yeah. Most people don't realize it.
There's a lot involved, yeah. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Trista Bjerk. Speech language pathologist at Big Stone Therapy here in Madison, and they have a number of offices around the upper Midwest. Now they've really grown over the years, haven't they?
Yes, so. Yes. We have so many clinics. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a little personal here now. People love that when I do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm in radio. I use my voice, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometimes when I record things, I really get upset with myself because I kind of take it up a notch higher. I feel like my voice is a higher decibel. And it just, you know what I mean? It just doesn't seem right. How can I train myself to talk in my normal voice instead of higher? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Are you understanding?
Yes. <Okay. laughs> Yes, I am. So what I would suggest actually to watch your decibel level, because you don't have any. Do you have any of these things? Does it say what your decibel level is at?
Digital wise?
Yeah, like what level you're currently speaking at?
Yeah, I think the Audacity thing that we use on our computers do.
Okay. Because, I mean, typical loudness, I guess, would be between 65 to 70 decibels. Okay. But there's this cool little app called Voice Tools.
Voice Tools.
Yes. So there's this cool little app that I use. It is called Voice Tools. It looks like it is half pink and half blue.
Okay.
And there is a microphone on it. And what this does is it will tell you what pitch you're at also.
That's what I'm looking for, see?
Yes. Yeah. So it will also, you know, it'll tell you your decibel level, but it'll also tell you your pitch. So if I'm talking now and I go to my volume, typically that's what I do with my patients. It'll tell what volume they're at.
Yeah.
If I go over here and I go to my statistics, it will tell me my pitch.
Oh.
And it'll tell me where I'm at.
Does that train you to speak lower then?
I think it brings more awareness to you, right?
Yep.
Where you're like, oh, this isn't the pitch that I want to be at. Let me lower it a little bit, see if my pitch changes at all.
Well, just before it came, I was recording the markets for today.
Okay.
And when I listened to myself there, I got upset. I said, there I go again. My pitch is too high. Why do I do that?
Yeah.
I get so upset with myself. So I recorded over. Try to do my normal voice, like I'm talking now.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, so the app is what?
Voice Tools. Voice Tools. And, you know, I recommend it to patients that I do work with on vocal quality and vocal volume and stuff like that, mm-hmm. because it's a visual way of bringing awareness to them of, oh, I'm not being loud enough, oh, my pitch is wrong, you know, everything like that. So it's a nice little visual tool that I like to incorporate into my sessions.
Right. Yeah, well, you're a big help. I'm glad you're here today.
Yes.
Is that free of charge?
Okay. Right? Well, I mean, you also need to have some vocal rest since you're constantly talking.
Yeah.
So
that's very important.
Yes.
I can feel it in my throat sometimes when I do a ball game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially back-to-back ball games, you know, night after night.
Yep.
Your voice gets raspy.
I know. You like always need something to drink, and I don't see any water or anything around here.
Not here. I got my Diet Sun Drop in my
office. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. You said food is important to your speech. Earlier.
Yeah, said. So a lot of people don't associate, you know, now dysphagia, but I'll just say swallowing, you know, difficulties. A lot of people don't associate that with speech therapy.
Right.
So, you know, when you think about it, I mean, eating should be enjoyable, right?
Yep.
It shouldn't be stressful. It shouldn't be hard. And most patients that I see, they have had a choking episode, which is scary. Yep. Then you think about the coordination. You need to, you know, regulate your breathing while you're eating so that you're not inhaling food all of a sudden with bad breathing or incorrect breathing or anything like that. So
is that with mostly elderly people?
That's with all people.
All people.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay. So, you know, I haven't worked too much with pediatric population on dysphagia, but you can get it or be diagnosed with it, I should say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even little infant babies, when they're born, sometimes it takes a speech therapist to address either thickening up their like formula or their liquids that they're drinking. The positioning might be right, a different end to the bottle, anything like that. And then, you know, pediatric kids, you know, kids, the peds. That's how I always refer it. I'm like, the peds. They can have dysphagia too, but it's a little less common versus as you get older, or if you've had, you know, a traumatic event happen. That can affect your muscles. Yeah.
Real good, Trista. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
What do you like about your job at Big Stone Therapy?
Oh, man. I like the variety. I see everything and anything, and I'm up for the challenge of anything and everything. You know, the kids, I never quite know what they're going to say or what's going to come out of their mouth. Sometimes with the adults, it's the same way. I never know what I'm going to get. But typically, it's not the same thing every single day that I'm doing. I'm working with such a variety, and there's new challenges, which I like, and I'm always learning new stuff, so I like it all.
Good. That's awesome. And how do you like working at Big Stone Therapy?
Yes, Big Stone is great. I love the team that I work with at all locations that, you know, I work with. All the therapists are great. All the TSRs are receptionists. That's what we call them.
Okay.
They're great as well. Everybody's super supportive, and they're always willing to help. So
good.
That's good.
Well, thank you so much, Trista, for coming into the studio today. I learned something new today.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, did a super job. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Trista Bjork, once again, a speech-language pathologist at Big Stone Therapies. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.